This is Local Views of the News, fourth time in July, '09. Okay, so maybe we have a state budget. Whoopee, do you feel any different now that the legislature and the governor have decided under which shell to place the pea? If you got any money from the state recently, now you may actually cash the check. Otherwise, business as usual and no particular sense of relief about the financial state of the state. Well, a few words about Walter Cronkite, who generally gets credit for being a pioneer and an enduring symbol of journalistic credibility. He earned that reputation by following in the footsteps of Edward R. Murrow at a time when television was exploding into the preeminent information medium. But whatever Cronkite pioneered is just a faint memory now. Compare Uncle Walter to today's TV talking heads, and he looks like he belongs on Mount Rushmore. His delivery was a little exaggerated, overdramatic even, when the story wasn't, but it was his drama. The advertisers hadn't learned yet how to develop cookie-cutter cue card readers. Cronkite was a real person who liked fine wine and fast sailboats. He was a genuine journalist who wrote his own copy on a manual typewriter and actually cared about the stories he reported. We haven't seen anyone like him on television for decades. It must be time we talked a little more about marijuana. Everyone else seems to be, and it looks like the debate is just about over. The public discourse is starting to sound like the opponents of legalization are ready to give up the fight. Locally, the cops and the prosecutors remain predictably opposed, but both Nevada City and Grass Valley appear poised to approve storefront dispensaries of medicinal weed, and potential proprietors are standing by with baited business plans. All that remains for the moralists is to make rules about where, when, and how you can seed it, sack it, sell it, and smoke it. And make rules they will. According to the ordinance being drafted for Nevada City, the bathroom in the hemp house has to be locked and under management control. Just a new twist on the old tradition of smoking in the boys' room. Over in Oakland, the weed wars are getting even more interesting. The city government, as governments everywhere tend to do, has decided that if people are acting in their own interests and money is changing hands, the government gets a share. Actually, the voters of Oakland made that choice by approving Measure F, which, in addition to the usual sales tax, sends the city an extra $18 for every $1,000 in gross sales. Oakland currently has four dispensaries doing total business of about $3 million annually, which could get about $54,000 for the city. Not even enough to run the mayor's limo. The cops in Oakland are no less obstinate than anywhere else about pot stores, but their complaint that such stores breed crime was dismissed by City Councilwoman Rebecca Kaplan, who said, quote, "The police in Oakland know what real crime is, and this is not it." The city isn't talking about the logical dilemma of collecting taxes on something which the federal government regards as illegal. At the state level, the governor isn't advocating anything, you understand, but if the right people agree, Arnold is suggesting that we let the recreational users into the store and grab about $50 per ounce for a take of about $1.5 billion a year for the state, and that would do a little more than gas up Arnold's Hummer. Opponents of grass, of course, always said and still say that legal medicinal weed just opens the door for legalizing recreational use, and they're right. Most of the voters in California seem to have accepted the truth that all use is medicinal and all use is recreational. Anything that makes you feel better is good for your health, no matter how you choose to measure it. Finally, still following the last dying breaths of the recorded music business, a blogger in Los Angeles admitted to bootlegging a new Guns N' Roses album before it was officially released by the label. A federal judge sentenced him to probation and 2 months home detention. That'll teach him. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary is neither medicinal nor recreational for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.